Now that we saw the basic functioning of one-reference synchronization, let's look into some of the limitations that the current application, the Groove.exe application, has. For that, let's look into some of the limitations that are explicit on this KB article, restrictions and limitations when using SharePoint libraries to your computer through OneDrive for Business. So let's start. Let's first look into the number of items that can be synchronized. So currently, for the Groove.exe application, we have a limitation of 20,000 items for the overall limit of the sum of all the items from each library, from every library that we are currently synchronizing. Okay, so we are logged in with our user account. Let's navigate to our personal site. So currently we are not synchronizing any library on this environment. The limitation is very simple. The sum of all the items from all the libraries that we are synchronizing at a given time cannot be higher than 20,000 items. And for every library that is not our default documents library from our own personal site, has a limitation of 5,000 items per synchronization. So even if we currently are not above the limit of the 20,000 items that for the sum of all the libraries, if we have one library that has more than 5,000 items, we won't be able to synchronize it. So that is precisely the test that we are going to do. So in my personal site, I created another library that has 5,001 items. It's called PersonalLib01. This is our default documents library. And this is a new library that I created. So if I had 5,001 items in here, I shouldn't have the problem synchronizing the library. But since this is not our default documents library from our own personal site, I won't be able to synchronize this library. Let's look into it. So here we are on the personal lib. This library, as we saw on the site contents, had 5,001 items. And let's see what happens when I click sync, when I attempt to synchronize this library. So far so good. It's giving me the URL of the library, so it's our personal lib01 under the personal site, and we chose this default location, and let's click sync now. And immediately get this error message which says, we can't sync this library because it's too large. For more information, please see OneDrive for Business help. So this error message is quite direct, quite clear, and it's simply stating that our library has more than 5,000 items, which is one item above the limit that we have. Okay, let's go back to our default documents library in our own personal site. And let's look into other limitations. So let's look into character limit for files and folders. So we have to look into two types of limits. We have the online limit and we have the local limit. Let's look first into the online. So we are not synchronizing any library. We are simply going to look into the online limit that for the number of characters that we are allowed to have on a SharePoint library. So if a folder or a file goes over this limit, this number of characters for its path online, SharePoint won't allow us to create a document with such a large name. So let's look into it. Let me open Notepad++ for us to count the number of characters. And let's look into this. So let's return to classic OneDrive for me to get a better URL. So this is the classic UI, and let's copy the URL of the library. So for libraries that are under our personal site, we start counting the characters after mysharepoint.com. So we still count the /personal and then the username _user domain And then it's a friendly URL that we need to count. So right after that, it's the name of the library. And then after the name of the library should be the name of the files and folders that are inside this library. So for anything that is inside our default documents library under our personal site, we should have a starting count of, let's confirm, of 67 characters. So this is the start. And let's put here, we are first just looking into online, then we will look into local limit. Okay, so our default documents library already has this 67. We have a limit of 256 for any folders, and for files it's 260, but this is counting with the extension as well. So if we have 256, we still have about almost less than 200 characters to go. So let's look into some few examples. Right now, for our default documents library, for a folder, we cannot have more than 189 characters besides this path. So let's look into the next one. I have here shared folder. So let's open the shared folder, and inside I have folder 01. Okay, so we have two folders, one subfolder of the other. So let's copy the URL. Let's paste it here, and then we need to clean it so this part goes away. And then documents. It's okay. Then we need to clean it up to shared documents. And then folder 01, and then after folder 01, nothing else. So let's count the number of characters that we have here. We have 89 characters. So we are still good. With the 89, we could still have 171 characters, so that's still good. 89. Now let's look into the file that we had on our root folder. So let's go back to our root folder. So we are again on our default documents library, and we are in the root folder. And let's look into this file, which has a very large name. So let's look into it. Let's click rename. We won't rename it. I simply want to copy this name. Okay. And let's paste this into here. Quite a large name. And since it's a Word document, the extension should be docs. And it's the document, it's inside the documents library, on the root of the documents library. It isn't inside any folder. It's inside the root of the documents library. So this should be the extension that we have before the name of the document plus a slash. Okay, so let's count the number of characters. 235. So for a document, the limit is 260 plus the extension. So we still have about 25 characters that we can add to the name of this document until SharePoint gives us an error. So let's look into that. And let's try adding 25 more characters in here. So let's add quite a few like this. Okay, we should have more than 25 by now. And if we click save, we get the error message. The specified file or folder name is too long. The URL path for files and folders must be 260 characters or less. Please type a shorter file name or folder name. So as you can see, the SharePoint immediately gives us a warning when we are getting a little bit over the online limits. We looked into that. This was for libraries that are under our personal sites, but the same happens for team sites. So if we go to our team site, let's go to sites, then team site, let's go to the library documents, and if we copy this, let's clean it up. So for SharePoint, for team sites, we have a small difference. So let me show you with different library, different one. Let me see if I have a site collection, because I want to show you with the name of the site collection. So this is the limit for the libraries that are under our personal sites. Let's look now into a team site. So let's go to the team site. This is a team site that I created previously. So let's go to the team site. Team site 05. Let's go there. And this is a regular team site. And let's go into the documents library. New and Word document. Okay. Actually, let's create a new library for me to show you exactly that. This, with every site library, we would still get the same limitation. So let's create a new documents library. Let's call it doclib01. There it is. Let's go there. Let's create a new document. Let's call it test 01. Let's go back to the library. Okay, so we are on our doclib 01. So let's see how many characters we already occupied by having this name of this document library in our team site. So let's copy the URL to the OneNote. To clean it up, now it's again as on the personal sites, we delete the after the SharePoint.com. So we start counting at sites, teams, then it's the team site, the name of the site, then the name of the library. So for this, for the items inside this library, our root name is already occupying, let's look into how many characters, 26 characters, so it's pretty small. And once again, it's the same. So if we now add test01.docx for the name of the document, our file, which is directly under our the folder, our root it's directly under the root of the documents library, will have 01docx. Okay. And this has 38 characters. So still under the limit. And this is all for online. For online, we count the characters like this. It's the friendly URL, and we only count after the root that we always have for each site. So in case of team sites, it's after sites, and in case of any documents library inside a person site, it's after person. Let's look now into the local limit of the folders that we can synchronize to our machines. So when we are using the groove.exe application, any folder or document that is associated with the application that is currently being synchronized by the application cannot have more than 249 characters on its local name. And when I say local name, let me show you, it's the local, this local path that we usually use to synchronize. So in this case, this local path over here, starting on C, we already have, let's see how many characters, 14 characters. So for 249, we still have 235 characters that we can occupy. Okay, so let's try to synchronize the library to see if we are able to get the limit. So let's go back here and let's go back to our default documents library in our personal site. Here we are, and let's click sync. Sync now. Okay. And let's change the location so that we go to the admin, okay? So we are on this location, let's click sync now. Okay, show my files. So here they are. Our files already synchronized under our local folder OneDrive for Business. So right now, if we go look into the folders, so this document, which is on our it's inside a subfolder on the folder, which inside our OneDrive for Business folder, should have the total path of first this, and then should have, let's see the name again, should be document dot docx. So how many characters are these? 72 characters. To 249, we still have quite enough space to add a few more subfolders to this. Of course, we cannot go over the limit, so if the limit is 249, and we currently already used 72, but this is for the document. So if we insert more folders inside this path in which our document is, so let's look into folder 01. How many characters does it have? 58 characters. So for our limit of 259, if we can still add about 191 characters, so folders and subfolders inside this one, until we reach the limit. Let's look now into our document that is in our root library. So if you go back here on Drive, we have this document which has a very, very large name. So let's do that. It's on this path. And we have the name of the document over there, so let's add this, then slash, and then copy this name. Okay, so let's see how many characters. 204, so we can only add 45 more characters to this name. So let's do just that. So this is 204. And let's see what happens when we do that. So let's stop the synchronization. substitute folder. Okay, and let's add, let's synchronize that same library. So let's first delete this library since we are no longer synchronizing it. Okay, and let's synchronize this library into a local folder on the machine that will add a bit more on the local path in the machine. So let's click sync, sync now. Okay. And we are currently synchronized to this, and let's change this. Let's synchronize it to another location. So I have this path of subfolders inside my local documents folder, and let's ask to synchronize to folder 03. Okay. So currently we are synchronizing this to this path, and let's click sync now. Okay, so we are synchronizing now within a longer path. Let's click show my files. Okay, the files are synchronized. Let's copy this path. Let's see how many characters we used when we chose that location. 73 characters. So if we look into our longest file name, we should have a local path of, let's look into it, characters. So we are still within the limit by 8 characters. Let's stop the synchronization again, and let's add 8 characters to the file name. So let's stop synchronization, okay. Let's delete the folder, so it's inside folder 03. Can delete these two. Okay, and let's add 8, not 8, because we would be within the limit. Let's add 9 characters to this name. So, should be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Let me confirm. Yep, we have 9 characters. Let's click save. Okay, now our document changed. And let's click sync. Sync now. Okay, we are going to choose the same location as before, so that I can show you when we hit the limit. Click sync now. And you saw the green bar, it went over and then went again. And notice now that instead of OneDrive for Business, we have OD over here. So when we hit the limit on our local machine, what happens by the application is, the application first attempts to synchronize. It's the first green bar that we see. And it gets to the end and encounters the error that is getting too many characters to be allowed to synchronize. So the application corrects that by renaming the folder to OD from OneDrive. And this is if we are talking about the default document library from our own personal site. If we go to any other library that is not our default documents library from our own personal site, the folder will get renamed to T. But right now, since it is our own default documents library from our own personal site, it gets renamed to OD. And after renaming, it attempts to synchronize again. So it's the second green bar that you see, and it successfully synchronizes. By shortening this name, the application made sure that we didn't go over the limit. Of course, this name is only the name that is on the path. The display name for us of the folder would still be OneDrive for Business. So let's see that. And there it is. We are synchronized. And notice that we have OneDrive for Business one. Now, let's see what this is. If we go back to the folder tree, we have OneDrive for Business here. And this was the first attempt that the application tried to... it was a folder that was created when the application first tried to synchronize. If we go look inside the folder, it's empty because the application encountered an error saying that there were some file or folder that would be over the limit for the local machine. So it stopped the synchronization. This folder is empty. And attempt to synchronize again, but now if you look into, notice this is OneDrive for Business 1, but if you look to the path over here, we see that the folder is named OD, as we saw on our prompt from OneDrive. And by having the name OneDrive for Business shortened to OD, the application was able to save some characters and allow the synchronization. But whenever we get this behavior that we, whenever we try to synchronize, we get to folders. And then on the prompt, you see that rename. That means some file or some folder is hitting the limit for the synchronization. Of course, as I told you, this is for personal sites. It gets renamed to OD. If it was a team site, or another library from our own personal site, as we have over here, let me see. This library would still be synchronized to the SharePoint folder on our local machine, and then after that SharePoint folder, we would still have the name of the library. So let's try to reproduce this behavior, but with the library that is now our default documents library, from our own personal site. So let's go back here, personal lib02, it's an empty library. Let's create a new file and let's give it a very large name. So let's rename it to, just gonna add a few characters. Okay, it should be enough. Okay, let's see if we synchronize, if we hit the limit or not. Okay, in this same location, we cannot change the location because we are still synchronizing our default documents library. So we were able to synchronize. Let's click show my files. And notice now, besides the name of the folder, which when it isn't our default documents library from our own personal site, it gets the name of the site, which in this case, since it is a personal site, it's the display name of the user dash name of the library. So this is the number of, and of course it's inside a SharePoint folder. So let's copy this to see how many characters we are using. So it's this slash, and then we would need the name of the document. Let's copy that. Okay, and if we save it, let's paste .docx. We need to add the extension and let's count how many characters do we have. 234. So we are about 15 characters of hitting the limit. So let's do just that. So this has 234. And let's stop the synchronization of this library. And notice that this folder over here, which if we check the local path, the name appears as OD. The display name is the display name that we get when we look into the folder. So if we go to folder 03, This is the folder that from the first synchronization, which didn't work. This is our folder that was actually created after the rename. If we check here, it's OD. But we have OneDrive for Business One, and that is the same display name that appears over here. But let's stop this other library. Okay. Let's delete, so the library it was inside the SharePoint folder. Let's delete, we can delete the entire SharePoint folder. And let's change this name to add about 15 characters. So let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So I think it's about 15. Let's add one more, 16. So right now we should have 16 more characters. Let's click sync. Okay, again on this location, yes. Sync now. And let's notice now how it goes. So the bar went one time and it's going again, the green bar. So this is already an indication that the first synchronization failed and then the bar tried again. And see here, we have the folder renamed to T. So if it is a folder, a library that is not our default documents library from our personal site, instead of OD, the library will get renamed to T. Let's click show my files. And once again, in here, the library appears to have the correct display, but if you click here to see the path, we see a T. And as on the, as for the default documents library of our personal site, we have two folders that were created. This one is from the first synchronization attempt, which it failed, and it's an empty folder. So whenever we see this behavior, and to confirm, we can click here to see the path, we will know that is a document or folder that is hitting the limit, our local limit. For the maximum number of characters. Okay, so how do we know which file or which folder is hitting the limit? Okay, so let's go look into it. What we can do is, let's open a command prompt. And a quick check that we can do is, let's navigate to our, so we know that is this library that got the limit. So what we do, since this only has one document, let's look into, let's see our personal one. So our personal one has a few more folders and documents, so it's better for us to do the test. So we know it's inside this library, the one that got renamed. So let's copy this, and in here what we do is navigate into that. Okay, and now we are going to ask to write, to have a file with all the folder names and all the file names that we have inside this folder. So you just type in here slash s slash b slash w, and then we want this information to be saved to a txt, so info names to a txt file. Okay, and right now we should have, there it is, an info names file created on this location. So let's look into it. What does this file has? As you can see here, it has the local path of each file that is inside that folder. So for us to understand which limit is being hit, what we do is we simply open an Excel file. Okay. We import that document, so it is a txt file, and it's saved on our folder of OneDrive. So it's inside this one. It's there. It is import. Okay, we want it like this. Next. Can be like this, yes, we want all together. Next, finish. Okay. And there it is. We have all the files that we have inside. And now we want to know which file is causing our folder to hit that limit. So first we need to change the OD file so it's easier. So instead of OD, we would have the name OneDrive for Business. And how many characters would this be? Let's see. So we would have 21 instead of 2. So in here, in our formula, what he put is length of this one plus, and then would be 21 minus 2, which is to replace the OD by OneDrive for Business, so minus 2 characters from the OD plus 21 from OneDrive for Business. So the length would be 87 for that document. And let's see which document goes over 249 characters. And we immediately see over here our document that it's over 250, it has 250 characters. So this, of course, we knew this already, but this is the document that because of its name, it's causing our folder to be renamed. And there it is. So once we have a list of all the folder and file names, we can quickly get a list of all the folders, and then we just need to select. We can do a filter, so 249 is the limit, but to be sure we can do 240, and then we would get a list of the documents that are already passing 240 characters, and we would know which documents cause the renaming or are at least close to cause that renaming. So this is a quick way to troubleshoot this issue of the number of characters for the file and folder limit being hit. Okay. Next, so let's stop the synchronization of our folders. Okay. And let's delete these folders. Okay, we need to close them. Let's close all these folders and let's delete this, and we are currently not synchronizing any folder. Okay, so let's close this as well, and now let's look into our next issue. So we saw let's look into the next. So we already saw the character limit. Let's go now to invalid characters. So in here we have a list of the invalid characters. Let's start looking into ways. Let's start looking into the SharePoint Online Library to see what happens when we try to create over there on a library that is currently not being synchronized to our local machine. So we are just simply creating files on the library that have these characters on the name. Let's look into what happens when we try to create them. Let's go back to our default documents library. And let's create a new document. Okay, can be like this. And let's rename our new document to have these characters over here. So let's see what happens. Let's do like this. This is one of the characters, slash, and we immediately get the error message that we cannot create documents or folders that have these characters on their name. Okay, this is a pretty direct message. We click cancel. So what happens now if we try to create a document on the local folder that we are synchronizing, not directly on SharePoint Online, but on the local folder? What will we get? So let's click sync. Okay. And let's change our location so we don't get, we don't hit the maximum number of characters again. Let's click sync now. Okay, show my files. And here they are synchronizing. Let's give it a minute, okay. All synchronized. And let's try to rename this document to have a slash. We immediately get the error that these characters are not allowed for files and folder names. But what about the characters, the pound character and the percentage character? So let's create. Let's open over here this folder over here. And over here, let's go to our desktop. And let's delete this, these are not needed. Let's create a new test txt document. Let's save. Okay. And let's rename this to have our unsupported characters. This is one. And let's put the other one. Okay, so on the local folders we are allowed to create with these characters over here. And let's try copying these into our local synchronized folder. Let's see what happens. So it's synchronizing. And we get a red cross on top of each document. And when we do, when we have that, we immediately see a yellow triangle over the icon of OneDrive for Business, which indicates sync problems, as we can see there. And if we right click and then click View Sync Problems, we get this prompt which says this file on this path and this file on this path as well have, let's, so we immediately have this file on this path, and this file over here on this path have this error, which is this file name contains invalid characters, and the resolution of course is rename the file. To see a list of invalid characters, please look into help, and we have help over here, which will redirect us to our restrictions for the file's names. Okay, so we simply need to rename these files. We can do this manually, but imagine that we have in here we simply have two documents. But what if the list is too long? In here we only have two, but what if we have hundreds and hundreds of files that have an invalid name? Okay, there is a tool on our KB article which allows us to check for these characters on files names and actually does the rename of these documents. So let's scroll down right at the bottom in our document, and here it is, download. Let's click to download the tool. Okay, so let's click next. Okay, so we have two options. We are only allowed to, the tool we will only be able to run if it detects the OneDrive for Business, more specifically the groove.txt application installed. So it detected it, so it gives us two options. We can choose which folder we want to scan, or it can detect automatically the OneDrive for Business folders. So let's click on that option. And this is a warning telling us that it will rename any file that encounters that has unsupported characters, like the pound and the percentage characters. So let's click yes to continue. And it tells us immediately that it has found files that have the unsupported characters, and it will create a report of those character of those files. And this report is saved on our desktop. And it asks us again if we want to proceed with the renaming of the files. Let's click yes. And it's fixed. So let's close this and let's first look into the report. So it was on our desktop. Let's go to desktop. And we have two files. Let's first look into this one. So this one searches for unsupported extensions and file names, and it wouldn't rename. So it didn't find any unsupported extension for folders or file names. Now let's see regarding unsupported characters. It finds, so it scanned this folder and it found this original file and this file and the new file name is test.txt. So it simply removes this character, and the new file name for this one it's text1.txt, because once it removes this, this file would have a name that would cause a conflict with this new name over here. So it adds a number 1 at the end of this file, so that we don't have any conflicts. So in here we can see a full report of all the files that got renamed. And if we go back over here, let's switch to details, we see we have over here our files, and now they are renamed. As you can see, they already have a green check. Okay. This is for unsupported characters. Let's now look into unsupported extensions such as the following unsupported folder names. So this is These unsupported folder names usually cause most of the synchronization issues because the users are not aware, and by mistake they can add those files, those names to the folders. So let's look into the first one. We cannot have a folder that is the name of the folder underscore files. When we have folders with these extensions, these folders are treated as system folders, and because of that, it doesn't allow us to synchronize. Let's look into what happens when we attempt to create a folder that has this name on our SharePoint Online library. Let's first stop the synchronization. Now we can leave the synchronization on. Let's go back to our default documents library. We are already there, but let's go back to the new UI. So here we are. And let's create a new folder. And let's name it test folder 01 underscore files. So this is the unsupported name. When we say unsupported name, it's because these folders are treated as system folders. So let's click create. And we click create. It seemed to have created, but we do not see any folder in here. So the folder remains invisible when we create it online. And if we go look into our local synchronized folder, we won't see it as well. But now if we try to create a folder with the exact same name, so it was test folder 01 underscore files, and let's click create, we get an error saying that the file or folder with the name test folder 01 underscore files already exists. So even though it's not visible, the folder has been created, and it's simply not visible because it's treated as a system folder. And if we now, let's stop the synchronization. And one way for us to see if this folder was created is for us to, if we go back to the classic view, let's go to, actually we need to open with Internet Explorer for us to be able to open with Explorer. So let's go search for Internet Explorer. Oh, there it is. And what we are going to see is the option open with Explorer, and we will see the folder there. It's one of the only options for us to be able to see this folder. So we already have our user over here, so let's log in. Okay, here it is. And let's go to our documents library on our personal site. Let's go to our classic view. Let's click show ribbon. Actually, it's easier. Let's do like this. So let's create a map drive since it's easier. So this is our previous folder. We are no longer synchronizing. So let's create map drive to our documents library. So map network drive. Let's copy the URL to our documents folder. And we need to delete all of this. And then we want to our documents library. And here we are. And when we do a map drive or click on the option open with Explorer, we immediately see the hidden folders. And This is the folder that we created previously. It's empty, of course. We didn't add anything, but in through here we are able to see these files or folders. Okay, this is one of the options. Let's now click sync to have the folder sync to synchronize the folder. And let's we saw that by creating on the online library, the folder remains invisible whether when we try to see it either online or through the synchronized folder of OneDrive for Business. But let's now try to create on the synchronized folder of OneDrive for Business. Okay, it has OneDrive for Business 1 because we did not delete the previous folder that was created there, so the application automatically adds a one at the end. And once again, we don't have the underscore files folder visible over here. And let's try creating a folder through here that has that name. So let's rename it test folder 02 underscore files. So this name is not supported. Online we saw that whenever we add underscore files, the folder remains invisible. Let's now create it through here. So let's wait until, and you see, if we are synchronizing the folder that we try to create is inside a synchronized folder of OneDrive for Business, the application won't let us create a folder with that name. It will automatically rename the folder to new folder. Okay, so we have this, but what happens now if we copy folders that already have the unsupported names and these folders have some files inside? So let's create over here, so test folder 02 again, because the other one didn't get that name, underscore files, and let's add these two reports inside this test underscore files folder, and let's drag this folder over here. Okay, let's wait, synchronizing. Okay, apparently it went well, it has a green check mark. If we open the folder, we see our files that have the green check mark as well, but let's look online. Okay, let's go back to our default view, the new UI. Okay. So apparently the folder got created, apparently it is synchronized, but let's look inside it. It's empty, or at least appears to be empty. And this is because, again, this folder, underscore files, it acts as a system folder. So if we now stop the synchronization of the OneDrive for Business, so let's stop the synchronization of this folder. And we saw that inside that, let's look into it again. If we open the folder, we see that the files have a green check mark. But when we looked online, the files at least didn't appear there. So the files were hidden. So we are stopping the synchronization. Let's go back here and let's delete this. Okay, we don't have any folders. And now if we go back and click sync again, our files that were inside this folder that we cannot see online, let's see if we are able to see them on the application. Okay, it's creating. There it is, and we have our folder over here, but when we open it, the folder is empty once again. So these folders with underscore files, this underscore files extension is an unsupported extension because all these folders are treated as system folders and all their contents are hidden. The only way for us to see it is either use the option open with Explorer or create a map drive. And if you go check to our map drive that we created before, if we open now our folder, we see our files inside. So this is the only way for us to see the files. And what do we do? How do we retrieve them? So we cannot go back here and click rename. So if this isn't supported, if we click rename and delete this, let's see what happens. We immediately get a warning that we cannot copy or move a ticket folder to change the file name or create a copy of the file, open the file and save as to a new name. So these folders, once we create them or once we drag them inside, we cannot rename them through the online library. Let's try renaming them through our local synchronized folder. So let's synchronize the library again. We are no longer synchronizing. Okay, we are synchronized again. Once again, the folder is empty. And let's try to rename this. Let's delete this. And appears to be, and immediately gets back the same name as before. So we cannot rename this folder. The only option is for us to actually delete the folder and then create a new folder with the name that is supported. And what about the contents of the folders? For us to retrieve the contents of the folder, either we use the option open with Explorer and copy those files to a local folder on our machine, for instance to the desktop, delete the folder and then copy those files back again to our a new folder that you create. So let's do just that. Over here we are on our map drive, and let's open this. I copy these files, so let me copy them, and then I go to desktop, create a new folder named backup, and paste inside the files that I want to save. Okay, and now that I have a backup, I can go to the site or through the map drive or to the synchronized folder and delete directly the folder. But first, let's look into one more. Once again, to our tool that we saw before. So previously, we ran the tool to detect unsupported characters such as the pound and the percentage character. But now we are looking for underscore files folder. So we know that we have this folder over here, but imagine that we have lots and lots of folders. So if the folders, only if, but if the folders are visible, like this one is, even though it's empty, if the folders are visible, we can run the tool again. Okay, let's click local OneDrive for business folder. Yes. Okay, so it found something. Let's click close. And let's now look into the report. So the report by default is saved on our desktop. So if we go to our desktop, we have our backup, which was from before. And let's look inside this report. And now this report, even though it does not rename those folders, because these are ticket folders, these are system folders, we are not allowed to rename them. So even though it doesn't rename them, it warns you about the folders. It tells you that these folders exist. Only, of course, if these folders are visible on our synchronization. So as we saw before, this folder only got visible when we drag it from outside through here. But as we saw, the folder that we created online is not visible, so it did not detect this folder, only the visible folders. But that's okay. This is a start, and we can run the tool to check for these folders. One simple way for us to do it is, again, go to CMD, Document Prompt, and now, after doing a map drive to our Documents folder, once again, pay attention, please be careful, it's to our Documents library. We cannot, we should not do, we should not do a map drive to our personal site, because we have folders that are hidden, that are indeed system folders that have this name, and if by mistake we delete them, it can cause many issues. And also, if you click here to see hidden files, even inside our Documents library, we'll see the Forms folder, so we have to be careful not to delete anything that isn't isn't something that we created. So first, let's run the report again. So let's navigate to our Z drive, which is where our map drive is. Okay, and now we are on the map drive. Let's once again run the command just to get a list of all the names. Okay, we are ready. This is run. So if we refresh this view, we should have, there it is, infofolders.txt. Okay, these are quite a few folders and files, and if we check over here, we see forms. So this forms folder, it's a hidden folder and it is a system folder. We cannot, we should not delete it or alter it in any way. We should only alter folders that we know that are folders that we created before. So, once we have this report, what we need to do is go to Excel once again. Go to Data. Import our file. So, it's saved on our map drive. Okay, and it's info folders, import. Okay, next. Just like this. So we imported a list of the folders and file names. And now simply what we need to do is create a filter. And what we want on this filter is to search for any underscore files that we see. So click OK and immediately we have a list of the except that one, because we created a filter on top of this file name, so we can ignore this one. But in here we have a list of all the folders and files that have underscore files on their names. So as you can see here, it's two folders, and inside this folder we have two documents inside, even though we don't see them online. After we have this list, what we need to do is, in our map drive, we navigate to each of these folders that we see here, not this one, but each of these folders that have underscore files. And we would see, if this is a folder that we created, we would retrieve first their content. So this folder is empty because we never had any content inside. And after we retrieve the content, we would click delete. And we'd click yes. And 01 is done, this one. Let's go to 02, so we open 02. We see that we have files inside, which are these same files over here. So we copy first these files. We already copied them to the desktop. And then we would delete this folder as well. because it is a folder that we created. It's not a system folder, so we need to be sure that it's a folder that we created, not any system folder, because that could cause many issues on the personal site. So only folders that we created is the ones that we should proceed to delete. Okay, so there are no longer any folders like this. So in here we have our backup, and now that we have our backup, what we need to do is copy and go back to the drive. We could add it through the synchronized folder of OneDrive for Business, or let's add it right now through the map drive. And there it is. We have again our files inside our OneDrive for Business folder on our personal site, but we no longer have any folders that don't have supported folder names. So here it is, our folder with our files inside. Now we can disconnect the map drive. Okay, we can close this, we don't need it anymore. And if we look, let's see if we are still synchronizing. We are still synchronizing our library. So if we go there, let's refresh this. We have our backup that is being created with our files. And we no longer have any underscore files folder over here. And that's pretty much it for checking files and folder names.